In our scripture readings today, we hear of people reacting to the call of God. We can experience call at any age or stage of life. Call is something that pulls us in a particular direction. It is persistent, and it doesn't stop just because we may not want to answer it. The words of the prophet Isaiah today say to us, "Listen to me, pay attention." This section of the book is probably written after Judah was defeated by the Babylonians in 587 BCE. This is one of four servant songs, which tell about the call to be God's servant and chosen one. This is a story of being called and known, experiencing failure to live up to the call, continuing to live in strong hope, and knowing God's faithful presence as we make our mistakes and our choices. One of the phrases that stood out in this reading for me today was from verse 6, where God indicates that it is not enough to look after only the home tribes of Jacob, but that they, the prophet or Judah, should also reach out to other nations all around the world as examples of faith and hope. In a world where we often hear people saying, "What about looking after me?" this little verse clearly seems to steer us toward looking after others. Knowing that this was written to a people who had just entered a time in their history when they were experiencing being hurt, losing control of their economic and status in living, this could speak clearly to us today. Knowing that people were hurting, God's voice still said, "Look after others. Be the example for the world of faith-filled living." We began today with hearing Jesus calling Andrew and Simon Peter to be disciples along with John. They begin this relationship with a long conversation, perhaps exploring what it would mean to be a disciple. Perhaps exploring how their living would change if they answered the call. Having heard God's call through Jesus to be those who would love and live the word of God, the two brothers make big changes in their lives. Jesus recognizes the big potential in Simon and renames him Peter, the rock. Names were and are important. So to change your name to indicate a new determination and direction in your living would have been huge. When the Oyen pastoral charge, the Alsace pastoral charge, and the Acadia Valley pastoral charge heard the call to join together and live more deliberately as partners in United Church faith, we changed our name. We kept our church names, as Simon Peter kept his first name, but collectively we changed our name to Pioneer Pastoral Charge. This name change was to remind us that we were embarking upon something new, that this call to faith together would change who we were, but that we looked to the passion and courage of the pioneers of our heritage to help us move forward into this call together. In today's reading from Paul's letter to the faithful in Corinth, Paul reminded the Corinthian church that God called them to be in community with Christ, to work together for God's world. He reminded them that God gave each of them what they needed to live their call now, but also that God would continue to strengthen and empower them to be God's care and love in the world. Today, we have other stories and voices that continue that call to live as God's community, to be brave enough to be disciples that look after others. We heard the voice of Martin Luther King, reminding us that we can be the bringers of a world that values all people, cares for all people. We are reminded that tomorrow is a day when the Baha'i faith celebrates World Religion Day, recognizing the gifts of all faithful people who hear God's call and respond as God calls them to do. all partners in creating God's dream. And around the world, this is a week of prayer for Christian unity, when we are to remember that we are all partners with God, when we are encouraged to hear God's call for us. God calls us to stop and to listen. God calls us at times when we are most vulnerable, most scared, to fall back on caring, on compassion. God calls us to support each other, to find ways to make room for others. God calls us to live our faith with integrity. We need to remember that if God has called us to be, and we have chosen to be, part of the United Church of Canada, we have committed ourselves to being a voice for those who are the most vulnerable. We have committed ourselves to taking responsibility for those who need support, no matter who they are or where they have come from. We have committed ourselves to being respectful and facilitating discussions that honour what was and find ways to what can be. God knows us. God knows our struggles and our achievements. God invites us to be partners in a world that can be better. As we move into the new year of life in and out of the church, let us stop and listen for God's voice. Where is God calling us to care for others? Where is God calling us to be in God's world? Do we have the courage and faith to follow Jesus and answer God's call?